Chapter 9, Patience. Everyone feels benevolent if nothing happens to be annoying him at the moment. C.S. Lewis. The Bible is rife with admonitions about avoiding anger, but little is said about how one should go about doing that. In the Bible, there are 9 references to the Lord being slow to anger. These include some form of the words abounding in love. It would be safe to assume that a person with patience would be slow to anger and abounding in love. Encyclopedia.com defines patience as the quality or virtue of patience is presented as either forbearance or endurance. In the former sense, it is a quality of self-restraint or of not giving way to anger, even in the face of provocation. In the latter sense, it is a virtue by which one bears the traits of this life with resignation to God's will. With regard to forbearance, there are 2 aspects: God's patience with us and our learning to be patient with others. First, there's no better example than God's patience with humankind. Over and over in the Bible, we see people disobey, and we see God being patient with that disobedience. Of course, after much patience, he decides a punishment is in order. That is not due to a lack of love or even a lack of patience, but sometimes the only way learning can take place is through punishment. In reflecting about the Israelites wandering through the desert for 40 years, I previously focused on how difficult that must have been on those people. In working through thoughts on God's patience, I realized just how patient God was with them. Over and over, he gave them clear directions. Over and over, they disobeyed. Throughout the history of Israel, many kings ruled. Some were good, and others were evil. Some tried to follow God's precepts, and others were blatant in their refusal to adhere to those precepts. I'm always amazed when I read about the history of the kings in the Bible, and it ends with the statement that a particular king did evil in the eyes of the Lord. Eventually, after repeated disobedience, the Lord allowed Israel to fall into captivity. We see this same patience reflected in the life of Jesus. His disciples did not understand his mission. He taught them anyway. Society at the time misunderstood him. He loved, healed, and ministered to them anyway. He was falsely accused. He bore that and never even uttered a word in his own defense. He died a painful death on a cross to bear our sin. His life was lived in patience with mankind. Personally, I am eternally grateful that he has been and continues to be patient with me. I basically left my faith when I was 20 and did not return until I was 44. He did not say, "I quit. This is taking too long for Jackie to return to her faith." He hung with me until I was ready to return. Truly, he has been faithful to me and patient with me. Since God is so patient with us, it is only right that we learn to be patient with others. Patience comes in many forms. We live in a highly stressed world. According to the American Institute of Stress, over 70% of Americans regularly experience physical and psychological symptoms caused by stress. In attempting to fill many roles as spouses, parents, caregivers, employees, bosses, etc., there are often not enough hours in the day. When I got my master's degree almost 50 years ago in health, physical education, and recreation, it was predicted that within 20 years, Americans would have a greatly reduced work week and much more time for leisure activities. It was predicted that we would eventually have a 30-hour work week. The prediction was that people would have more time for recreation. That simply has not materialized. In an article for The Nation, Bryce Covert stated, "Nearly a third of American employees clock 45 or more hours at work each week, and about 10 million put 60 hours or more in. Americans of prime working age now work 7.8% more hours than they did 4 decades ago." With work being a prime producer of stress, we must realize that much of our population is experiencing some degree of stress. That means we must also ask for patience in our dealings with others and pray that they're asking for patience in dealing with us. Regarding the endurance aspect of patience, we need to learn to endure. Endure what? We need to endure whatever does not go the way we expect. We live in an age of instant gratification. Whatever it is that we want it now. Entire industries have been built on getting people goods and services faster. As people, we simply do not like to wait. Personally, it is something at which I have never excelled. Regretfully, I notice as I have gotten older, I am becoming even less patient. When I have to wait, I'm grateful for an electronic device to keep me entertained while I wait. What did I do before electronic devices? Usually books kept me entertained. I marvel at those who can just sit and wait patiently. That would certainly not be my strong suit. In the middle of writing this chapter, I went for a bike ride. I had to cross a busy intersection. The cross traffic was nonstop. I was trying to cross that traffic, but there were no cars waiting to cross at the light where I was. Since I'm not big enough on a bike to set off a traffic signal, I have to get off my bike, go to the crosswalk, push the button for the crosswalk. I have to admit I get a little annoyed at having to interrupt my ride. On this particular day, I waited through one set of cross traffic light changes and then another. By the time the third round of cross traffic changes went, I was not happy. My patience with traffic was gone. Rather than continue to wait and maybe never see the light change, I just went another way. Then I thought, if I do not have patience with the little things of life, how will I ever be patient with bigger things? Research tells us that now we have a shorter attention span than a goldfish, with a goldfish having a 9-second attention span and we having an 8-second attention span. What does that mean for us? It is certainly not contributing to our patience levels. As we use the internet more and more, we demand faster web page openings. In an article for Digital Vault, Paul Doogie states, "How long will consumers wait for a page to load while shopping for your products?" Turns out, not very long. In a study of 4,500-plus consumers, Imperva Encapsula reported that 7% say the page must load immediately, or they are gone. 20% say less than 3 seconds of load time is acceptable. 35% said they'd wait between 3 and 5 seconds. All this is to show that as a society, we are becoming less and less patient. Try as we might, we're not going to be able to become a more patient person or endure without the help of the Holy Spirit.